The Marines responding to meteors that turn out to be aliens in Battle Los Angeles. It's not even spring, but this summer blockbuster sci-fi action film finishing first. Its opening weekend with $36 million. Falling to second, Rango raking in another $23.1 million. Opening third.
Where are you going?
Grandmothers, don't come near me.
I'm the wolf.
Red Riding Hood making $14.1 million. The Adjustment Bureau fourth with $11.5 million. A disappointing debut for the Disney 3D film Mars Needs Moms. It made $6.8 million. Jane Metzler, Fox News Radio.
It appears Apple has a problem telling time. We were all supposed to spring ahead early this morning. Many iPhone users, however, found their nifty little toy didn't, and some users' phones actually fell back, making their phones off by 2 hours instead of one. The iPhone had the same problem in November at the switch to standard time. The fix is a restart. Karen Riegel, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
No matter how hard you try, you can't stop us now.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Sovereign Minds Radio. This is William Wycrow, and tonight our special guest is Jim Tucker. And if anyone knows who the Bilderbergs are and their agenda, it's Mr. Tucker, Jim Tucker. But before we get on with the show, we would first like to take some time to thank our sponsors and all those who have donated money to keep the show going. Advanced Soil Stabilizations, using Technosoil for dust control on roads, driveways, and parking lots. And they also install Crestone driveways. I've seen these driveways. They're awesome. Call Ted Sykes for more information.
Todd Sykes,
at 530-549-4801. That's Todd Sykes again. Area code 530-549-4801. And Advanced Soil is green friendly for all those people out there that love the green friendly. That's me too. And it eliminates dust in a big way. And we also have Team Quest, Nate.
Yes, Team Quest, 646-7346. Carlos Zapata is the black belt owner there. He's a great team and great people there, so go check them out. Also like to thank the silent donors that also really make this go. All you guys Definitely. Are much appreciated.
Here, appreciated more than you even dreamed of. Let me tell you that right now. Now, we were just talking about Team Quest here to Cody and everything. With that said, now for the news threads. Japan's earthquake disaster has taken a serious toll, and we all need to send our prayers out to these people. 10,000 dead, and the death toll count is climbing. And on top of that, two of their nuclear power plants have been having problems, and at least one seems to be, and I'm saying seems to be, going through a meltdown. I mean, think about this. Earthquake, tsunami, nuclear power plant meltdown. What else is going to hit these people? You know, they're on the edge of going into hyperinflation anyway. Also in the news today is a global warning from NASA and NOAA agencies. This isn't me, Chandler, or Mark. This is Mark Chandler, I was thinking of me for some reason. But NASA and NOAA agencies are starting to say that we need to get ready for a high possibility of massive solar flares that could possibly hit the Earth between now and the year 2013. Go to SOHO, that's S-O-H-O, real-time images, and check it out. The warning's right there on their deal, something you really want to look at and pay close attention to. This is not politics and this and that. This is the sun, ladies and gentlemen.
And all those people that think man's causing global warming, you might want to go check that out.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, I know a lot more, and we can talk about that on our next show because we're going to have an Average Joe show. And with that said, the news threads are done now, and we are going to go to a commercial, and then we're going to get right on with a pre-recorded show of Jim Tucker. This is William Wycrow. We've had some technical difficulties here, and we're straightening them out right now. How are we doing now? Everything good? Okay, everything is good. Well, we'll go over things real quick one more time here. I'm sorry for that technical difficulty, but, you know, electronics sometimes. Well, we'd like to really touch base on our sponsors once again. For those of you who did not hear it, we're talking about advanced soil stabilization, using Technisoil for dust control on roads, driveways, and parking lots. Also, they install Crestone driveways. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. I'll read that number again. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. And advanced soil is green friendly as well and eliminates dust. And also, we'd like to thank Team Quest also on top of that for what we got going there. These people really help other young individuals and older individuals turn around and learn how to fight and take care of themselves. This really builds character and confidence in an individual. Now for the news, Japan's earthquake disaster has taken a serious toll, 10,000 dead, and the death toll is climbing. And on top of that, they have two nuclear power plants that are going down, one possibly in a meltdown.
And another thing I would like to bring up is the jet streams. And if any of this nuclear action or if any of this nuclear material gets up into the jet stream, the first place it hits is Northern California.
Northern California.
And it goes up to Canada and then down and around. But this, we're the first place it'll hit. So.
Get your potassium iodine. Now we're going to turn around and go to Jim Tucker, and we'll get on with this pre-recorded show with him. Sorry for the technical difficulties. This is William Wycrow, Chandler and Nate. And here we go.
Hello, this is William Wycrow of Sovereign Minds Radio, and we got our special guest tonight is Jim Tucker. And, hey, Jim, are you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
How you doing, Jim?
Well, every day is a good day for a kid like me.
Oh, yeah. So, for our audience, can you give us a little brief history of what you do and maybe the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission and all that for people that might not understand?
Yes, Mark. Since 1975, I guess we're about 35 years now, I have pursued Bilderberg and the Trilateral Commission. And the reason I got so fascinated, I had left the Akron Beacon Journal. I'd spent 20 happy years with high positions on daily newspapers. I come to Washington to go to work for Liberty Lobby and get pregnant and create a newspaper called Spotlight, after being killed by the courts, the new version is American Free Press.
Mm-hmm.
And during that meeting in with Willis Carter, the head of Liberty Lobby, he asked me what I thought about Bilderberg, and I had never heard of Bilderberg. And he gave me a folder full of information on Bilderberg, and I took it with me, and I read it and became enraged. 120 of the world's most powerful men, including high officials of the U.S. government, Secretary of State, Secretary of Treasury, Secretary of Commerce, sometimes leading members of Congress, always a high official of the White House, once including First Lady Hillary Clinton, attending Bilderberg to get their orders, and also the Trilateral Commission, which is sort of the junior varsity. Bilderberg will have 120, possibly 120 people, most of them attorneys, maybe three or four new faces. Some of them decide to die during the off-season. And they'll seal off a whole resort about 20 miles out of a major city. Armed guards, their own private security behind them. The whole place is sealed off. Nobody but Bilderberg inside. The Trilaterals are a brother group with interlocking leadership. They'll have about 300 people, and they'll seal off one or two floors of a hotel, and it'll be guarded, nobody except trilaterals inside, but they do not take over the whole, the entire hotel, which makes it kind of interesting. I say interlocking leadership, Henry Kissinger, David Rockefeller,
mm-hmm.
and,
Queen of England, the Rothschilds.
Oh, all of them.
The list just goes on and on. And this happens around the world. They'll come to America like once every 4 years, right? And then they'll have it somewhere.
Yes, that's the usual routine. Well, North America 1 year, then 3 years in Europe. is their typical routine.
Yeah.
So these men do a lot of evil work. That's why it's so secret. Good works are done in sunshine. Evil is committed under the cover of darkness and secrecy. And what they do affects every one of your listeners. Every one. They have, over the years, they've decided you'll go to war and spill the life's blood of our young men, mm-hmm. the heart's blood of our women, for the sake of war profiteering. Because now they're making tanks and airplanes and jeeps, and not just cars and civilian aircraft.
Mm-hmm.
Big bucks involved here. Big money is made
Mega.
In North America and Europe by these creatures when they go to war. Sometimes it's in their interest to cool off war for a while. And they're so powerful. We did an advanced story on the invasion of Kosovo by then-president Bill Clinton, who is the most bloody-handed draft dodger to ever disgrace the White House with his presence. But he ordered the bombing of Kosovo to get us out of what Bilderberg called our Vietnam syndrome. After Vietnam, Americans did not want to interfere in foreign wars anymore. Patriots stood up against war for the profiteers. But he invaded Kosovo. A cute little quick war. Over in 30 days, we suffered zero casualties, but thousands of civilians, including little children and mamas mm-hmm. and old men, were killed because when you're bombing from so high that you are out of reach of their anti-aircraft missiles, you cannot bomb with accuracy, so you bomb schools. They bombed a hamburger factory, I think it was McDonald's.
Yeah.
They bombed a bridge with school buses on it. And our hands were very bloody, and it was all for the sake of getting over what Bilderberg called our Vietnam syndrome, so we could have more wars for the fun of it.
So they can make their money.
Similarly with
yeah, so
with, Bush through his one term, they cost it Bush's re-election. His cute little invasion of Iraq was only a few days. We did have a few casualties, but not many. Americans love to wave the flag and talk about how victorious we are. Saddam Hussein, his statue's been pulled down, and we're so proud of that. But then Bush, who had run on a pledge of no new taxes, read my lips, no new taxes, he said in his debate with Dukakis. They ordered him to raise taxes on Americans. He did, and he lost the he became a one-term president for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they owned both horses in a two-horse race. Bill Clinton was, they already owned Bill Clinton anyway. Bill Clinton attended his first Bilderberg meeting as an obscure governor of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
And a year later, he was elected president of the United States. They are powerful.
Yeah, they. Clinton's known to be friends with the Bushes. I mean, they're really, really close friends.
Oh, their families are very, very close. Yeah.
And so with the Bilderberg Group, these men, I mean, they're the ones that own all our major corporations and businesses around the world.
Everything.
And they're affecting, our political policies and everything like that. But these guys, they'll get together and they will make the policies before it's even public, right? That's what this Bilderberg Group's about, is they come and they get the opinions of all the world leaders. And they kind of talk about where they want to go in the next couple of years.
Yeah,
right?
they create situations too for us, so we have to go a certain direction.
Right.
Yes, we had advanced stories of the downfall of Lady Thatcher as Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, because she had attended one meeting, had nothing to say, didn't like it, and refused to come back. So they engineered so that a trapeze artist from our own party would replace her as Prime Minister. And I had the privilege of talking eyeball to eyeball with Lady Thatcher a year later, and she said she used the word tribute, that she considered a tribute to be denounced by Bilderberg mentioned Bilderberg, and she said she only had contempt for international bodies that would take away the sovereignty of individual states, and she refused to let the surrender the pound and embrace the euro, because like the dollar is to the Americans, the pound is a symbol of sovereignty to the United Kingdom.
Yes, sir.
I mean, that's the key, I think, is a sound money for any country. And as soon as the interest starts, that's when you get the problem, like our Federal Reserve system.
Right.
Well,
you mentioned Federal Reserve. The chairman of the Federal Reserve always attends Bilderberg meetings among the luminaries from the United States.
Yeah, so you, just for our listeners to know, you actually have a couple moles that are in the Bilderberg Group and then around the Bilderberg Group that feed you information. Is that correct? Lists of people that are going to be attending and things like this?
Things that are going on?
Yes, they came forward in the age of the Internet. Typically, I have to be very circumspect so they don't get identified.
Right, yeah.
But typically, they're in at least middle management of the hotel where the trilaterals or Bilderberg will be staying, because to make those kind of reservations, you have to do it a year in advance. Then they become aware of something very sinister. These people want their all sealed off. They want their own private security, especially in Bilderberg, where in Europe sometimes the military will turn out and join the security ring around their resort.
Yeah,
and they've got plenty of box things. They reimburse the local country and the local police, the counties and cities, for the extra police protection, reimburse the military for its extra protection. They'll do all that, but the fact that they need such protection speaks volumes about how evil they are.
Yeah, they're hiding.
Sometimes the news is good for the Americans. A few years ago, Bilderberg and the Trilateral Brothers and Trilateral Commission, of course, that was back when gasoline got to be almost $5 a gallon.
Mm-hmm.
And they, in their chattering, they were afraid that Joe Sixpack would continue riding his bicycle or his little tiny car or use public transportation at the price of gasoline. So they ordered the price of oil to come down. At a time when the price of oil was going up, we really advanced for the fact that the price was going to come down dramatically, and in 3 months, the price of gasoline would be dramatically reduced. And a lot of people said, how can you be sure? I said, trust me, they've planned it. And it happened. That was good news for American consumers. All Americans in some way or another use oil if it's just to mow the lawn.
Mm-hmm.
So it does affect everybody, and to have a direct tax on the citizens of the world through a tax on oil, that's been one of their goals for a lot of years now, to impose a tax, a UN tax, on oil at the barrel head. It started off as a very small thing, then of course it would grow.
Increase.
Set the precedent for the UN directly taxing the citizens of the world, which falls, of course, into their crusade for a world government under the UN, which is still persists.
Which they plan to get through the carbon tax also, right?
They're pushing it.
Now, on this tax of the wellhead, they've got three proposals on that line pending before the UN right now, and have had for years, which you'll not read about in the Washington Post, because the high officials of the Washington Post, well, specifically the publisher, Young Graham, and Jimmy Hoagland,
mm-hmm.
Jimmy Hoagland, attend all these meetings every year. Officials of the New York Times and the L.A. Times attend. Officials of all the networks have attended at one time or another.
Mm-hmm.
All under lifetime vow of secrecy. You'll never see the word Bilderberg uttered are printed in those media.
Yeah, you don't see it at all. They're controlled by those elite.
Well, they own the media too.
Yeah.
But if 120 NFL football players or 120 film stars got behind locked guarded doors for 3 days for a secret meeting, they would bust their bitches trying to find out what happened with these film stars or with these football players. But with 120 of the world's most powerful international financiers, bankers, and political leaders, heads of state from Europe,
silence.
Attend these meetings, there's no curiosity at all on part of the establishment press.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know another point you brought up is that's noticed is that a lot of people aren't showing up to these Bilderberg group lately, that now that it is coming out.
Yeah, once they're getting known, they're starting to shy away from it, it seems.
Oh, yes, this is wonderful news. In fact, at their last meeting in, last meeting was in Spain, I think. Bilderberg people were saying among themselves what a difficult time they're having with these nationalists. That's their standard term for a patriot. If you're a nationalist and do not want to surrender national sovereignty to a world government, you're a real bad boy. But they were depressed. They were saying it's so difficult now with all these nationalists objecting. And what had happened with the age of the internet and with the increasing awareness of Americans. Well, the last time, every time you're in Europe, there's a big turnout of major broadcasters, major newspapers. I mean, major newspapers in London and Paris and throughout Europe. Heavy page one attention, raising the right questions. Why? What are they doing? What are they up to? What's the reason for the secrecy? And the United States has come of age in this also. The last time they met in the United States, we had about 120 from the media, but they would be those independent broadcast stations, independent newspapers, not part of the Washington Post chain or New York Times chain,
right,
where they'd be forbidden from doing so. And they pressed the issue. So now not only American Free Press is telling the world about it, but these independent newspapers, independent broadcast outlets, both TV and radio, are telling Americans about it, and the resistance is going. Congressmen are getting letters, officials of government are getting letters, to their great chagrin, as they acknowledge to each other, warning about Bilderberg and trilaterals, and informing them and educating congressmen and other high officials of government, even educating those who need their education is a good message for them. So this patriotic resistance has slowed down the movement toward world government dramatically. They've been at it since the 1990s on the world government. Well, they've always been for world government, but it was in the 1990s that they started pressing very hard and then found this resistance increasing.
Yes.
Wonderful news for Americans.
Yes, I agree there. American people are starting to wake up and really see what's going on. There's no doubt about that.
And we need to. I mean, these elites are just running over our Constitution and everybody else's rights in every other country. And they're basically the elite that they're conceited and they just think they live in a different world than us. They think that they deserve to run us because they happen to own most of the world. But
yes, but they're losing now. They know they're losing.
Exactly. They're losing now. We're waking
up. So hysterical.
Yeah, well, they're losing because we're all waking up.
Yep. And it's because of people like you, obviously. And, I mean, when you were coming out first, I'm sure you were getting just doors shut in your face all over the place, laughed at, and people would just not even believe what you're saying. And now it seems like there's just a... You cannot deny the evidence. And so we just... For people like you, I mean, obviously Alex Jones and a lot of big names come to you for information.
Oh, yeah.
And so... You're basically the pioneer. You're the godfather, as Alex Jones likes to say, and your information, your knowledge is just nobody can hold a fire to it. And so, what do you What's recent? Do you know anything that's coming up, like the Bilderberg Group this year,
right now,
or next
yeah.
year, or what the topics are going to be, or anything like that?
Well, they'll still continue as they have to press for world government, mm-hmm. and they'll still press. You can read about it to some extent, even in the establishment press, for the Bilderberg trilaterals, but they want a war. They want America to go to war with Iran
yes.
For the sake of Israel, and they're still pressing for the United States to go to war. They're hoping for some kind of an incident that Iran will turn this bomb or something on Israel to rationalize an invasion mm-hmm. of Iran. With America, spilling American blood, not Israeli blood, but American blood.
Right, that seems to be what happens on a regular basis with Israel and the United States. We end up going in.
Right there. So that's what we're still in guard against, the same program they had last year, of course, for mm-hmm. the UN, world tax of the UN. And they're also planning to keep the recession. They stopped calling it recession. But nevertheless, it's still a recession if you ask the 20 million people.
Oh, yeah.
20 million, not 5 million unemployed, counting those whose benefits have run out and so forth. We still have a recession, which they intend to keep going, at least through this year and a large chunk of 2012, for the sake of making America so desperate that they would accept a World Treasury Department, that the International Monetary Fund evolve into a World Department of Treasury, which would be, of course, a giant step toward establishing the UN as a world government. When a World Treasury Department can order the United States to raise taxes, lower taxes, or mm-hmm. or spend here or spend there. Big loss of sovereignty and a greatly enhanced power of the United Nations in its jump toward world government. So that's still very much a part of their ideology to, mm-hmm. Or their goals to turn the International Monetary Fund into a United Nations World Department of Treasury.
Yeah, I've noticed that, and it seems that the IMF is really heading that way. They're even talking about the dollar being gone here within a reasonable period of time, and they can institute their own monetary system for the world.
Yes.
Yeah, food prices and everything's going up. If we just looked at gold and silver today, it's up huge.
I mean,
it's $14.25 for gold right now. So I think that has to do a lot with the Middle East going on. And we had Lindsey Williams, Pastor Lindsey Williams, on a few weeks ago, and mm-hmm. actually a few months before that, too, and he called this. He said they're looking to get the Middle East stirred up, and that was their goal. And then a month later, Egypt occurred. Do you think this is caused by the people in the Bilderberg Group?
Yes, they're certainly involved in these things. I don't know their direct involvement, but there's never been any of these events where they're not directly involved, so I'm sure they're involved.
That's the way I've looked at it, yeah. Yeah, basically, what's going on in the Middle East right now, you know, they're running out of food, their monetary system, they don't have enough money to raise their families and everything. And it seems like the Bilderbergs always push everybody to that point where it creates chaos and fear. And everything, that's what they're doing with this terrorist war. You know, they're turning around and saying, oh, we got these problems here. So they've actually created a situation where the front is not just one front no more. It's all over the world.
And then they have the solution, too. So they cause a problem, and then they come back with the solution,
exactly.
Which is the one world government.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been trying that for a long time. But so let's talk about the Bilderberg Group and the Trilateral Commission some more. Well, we know that the UN was formed after World War II by the Rockefellers
yes.
and all these big Bilderberg groups. I mean, they got rid of the League of Nations, which they also formed.
Mm-hmm.
And so these have just been a process of them, trying to get a one-world government. But the problem is that they want to get rid of most of our population, most of the the useless eaters, as they like to call them, us. And they're the elites, they're the privileged ones, the you know, the ones with all the money. So do you hear that a lot, that they want to get rid of most of the population?
Yes, population control is their word for it. Well, China wants to is cooperating very easily because China is so overpopulated. They're trying to persuade their people to have only two babies to replace themselves and not add to it. And then with the mortality, the population would decline if a couple replaces only themselves on this earth with two children.
Mm-hmm.
But it dates back a long way. It was around 1913 or something else, Jekyll Island and Florida, where they invented the Federal Reserve System and set up this international banking operation. And I should mention one great man of the past. I said I'd never read about Bilderberg before. I'd forgotten at the time they had Libby Lobby's file on Bilderberg, included two columns by the great Westbrook Pegler in 1957. Bilderberg was meeting off Jekyll Island, Georgia at that time. And he got a call from one of his readers that he had syndicated into hundreds of newspapers that had millions of readers around the world, told him about this strange meeting off Jekyll Island where it's all sealed off, they have armed guards out, only certain cars, big black limousines are allowed to cross that little bridge onto the island, and what in the world's happening. So Pedler went to the scene, climbed a high tree overlooking the island, got out his binoculars, and being a world traveler, he could recognize many of them by name and identify them in two lengthy columns, one after the other, describing Bilderberg and raising the logical question, why are they meeting? We're seeing in spoke of the fact they're international financiers and heads of state, high officials, U.S. government, even behind locked closed doors. He just raised those questions, and I had read it in 1957. I've been a compulsive reader all my life, and I just simply read about it, found it interesting, and forgot about it. But he was really the first one to ever expose Bilderberg. He did not know they were called Bilderberg. He just described the meeting, which we later learned was actually a Bilderberg meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Was that the Jekyll Island when they were writing up the Federal Reserve Act?
Yeah, I think I got that one confused.
That was 1910.
1910, yeah.
But that was all.
They were back in 1954 in Jekyll Island.
Okay, yeah. Because, I mean, well, let's just talk about the Federal Reserve Act in 1910. That was total secrecy, where they didn't want anybody using names. They could only use their first names, and then the servants and the waiters and everything would be replaced when they got there, and it was just 100% secrecy. And then now, in 2000, they celebrated the 100-year, or 2010, they celebrated the 100-year, so now they're celebrating it. First, it was secrecy, where you couldn't talk about it, and now they celebrate it as it opened in our face.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like, to me, that they think it's so far gone that we can't stop them, but then we see Brzezinski come out and say that we're waking up, and we might hopefully be able to stop them.
Well, we are waking them. We are waking them. That's what's scaring them. That's why they're on an increased pace.
Right. Do you see that the elite may be panicking right now, or might be just readjusting? Do you think that maybe the Bilderberg group, because so many people talk about it, do you think there might be a chance that they could just go and maybe keep the Bilderberg group going just for face, but have their own another little secret meeting somewhere else? Because too many people are privy to it already. I don't know.
Yes. Interesting. That original meeting in Jekyll Island setting up the Federal Reserve, one of the participants was Senator Nelson Aldrich. And that's why the late Nelson Rockefeller was called Nelson Aldrich Rockefeller, named for the Aldrich family who had married into the Rockefeller family.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they definitely do that interbreeding things, and then you have people like Clinton that actually is a Rockefeller.
Oh yeah.
And they'll do the breeding. They change the names when they have to, but it's all the same, and it's the same end game goal, which is the one world government. And I think the elites are just sick in the head. They should be happy that they have the money, but now that they have the money, they want the power, and now it's a power game and not a money thing. And I think a lot of countries have been trying for a one-world government. You know, everybody's wanted it, even Greece and the Romans. Everybody wanted to have the whole world, the whole known world to themselves. Now they have the means to do it, though, the technology and everything like that. So should we be worried, or do you think that we may be able to stop this, Jim?
Well, I think we're going to stop it.
I agree.
Yes, we're going to stop it. The Patriots are going to win. And they'll have to, the internationalists will have to continue hunkering down. They'll never stop trying.
Right.
That's right.
They'll have to hunker down and suffer because they're not going to win. We're going to win.
Well, I think it's because of our grassroots organizations that are popping up now. People have really seen what's happened to their grandparents and their parents. And the children of the future that we have here right now are starting to wake up. They're starting to get politically motivated and realize the things that is being taken away from them, you know, and the control factors are tired of it. And I think that the people themselves are definitely stepping up to the plate now. And I do not see this Bilderberg group winning in the long run.
Yes, we can see that reflected in the Tea Party movement.
Yes, yes.
And I'm just hoping with the Tea Party movement, because a lot of them are just, you know, neocon Fox News people. And the actual Tea Party movement started in 07 under Ron Paul.
That's right.
But a misconception is that it started in 08 because of Obama, which is totally false. They started because Bush was doing the bailouts.
Yeah.
And I mean,
you're right.
And so I think hopefully that we, because a lot of people just closed their mind that were waking up before Obama, that said, oh my God, they saw totally what was happening with Bush, but then they went back to sleep with Obama. And that's the problem, is when they'll just jump back and forth, and hopefully they don't just throw up a neocon like Mitt Romney, which is going to make all these Republicans go back to sleep, and then we'll have the Democrats back awake.
Liberal base.
How could we stop that? Because I talked to a lot of neocons that just will not give Ron Paul the time of day for some reason, and he's the only real Republican we have. So how can we get to the Republicans before they go back to sleep, do you think?
We just have to keep pushing. I hope Ron Paul runs for the Republican nomination, and I acknowledge that would be a very tough fight, but with Ron Paul in there, we may not have a good Republican candidate, but we'll have one who's less bad.
Right.
There's no such thing as a good Democrat, but a few are less bad.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that doesn't sound like a very lofty goal, but considering the morons we've had in the White House recently, less bad is much better. And one thing that Obama, if he's got the brains God promised that Grindstone has to think about in running in 2012, is the large number of Negroes who voted him in because he was a Negro, not because of any, only about 14% of Negroes vote.
And that's true.
They do, well, a lot of them vote Republican because they're educated and vote. But many of them turned out simply because I want a Negro in the White House because I'm a Negro.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of young people under 30 voted. Little white children show how liberal they are.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm a liberal. I voted for a Negro for president. But will they vote again in 2012? Probably not, because they've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans will hope that there's something exciting on the soap operas and snow in Iowa and heavy rains in the southeast on election day, and that will suppress the vote even more.
Yeah, I agree
but
with
when you.
You
have a generation that only about 10% normally vote, and vote over 50% in 2008, they're not going to turn out the same numbers in 2012, and Obama has to worry about that.
I agree with you. What I've seen them do here in the political situation is it started stagnating with the Bilderberg group and everything. And like you said before, when Clinton and Bush was in, they were both good friends and everything. They made sure that one another's agendas went through. Now what we're seeing now is they needed somebody new, so they throw through, shall we say, a black president, Obama. And next you're going to try to see them put a woman in there. You know, it's a deception that's going on because they do control both sides, but I think the people are waking up to that, like you said, with the Tea Party and things of that coming. So this next election is going
to
be hard.
One of the great threats to America is ignorance.
Yes.
Now, we have two generations of physicians, lawyers, other men of letters who have never in their lives read a book for fun.
Mm-hmm.
They'll read the textbooks because I want to practice law, or I want to practice medicine, or I want to be in this field or that field, but never read for fun. Do not read newspapers. They're uninformed. They're ignorant. Now, imagine two generations. They grew up and they never read Huckleberry Finn. They never read Little Women and had a girl sniffle when Beth died like I did. It's just a frightening mistake of two generations of Americans who do not read newspapers. They're uninformed on national and world affairs.
Mm-hmm.
And don't even read a book for fun. It's frightening.
Yeah,
ignorance is our biggest
enemy. Oh, yeah, and that's what they use. And I know, I mean, these are a lot of smart people, you know, that you'd think that I know. They just get their information from Fox or from MSNBC. They don't even try to go anywhere else. They'll just get it from the one source. And I've talked to another radio host, and I said, wow, you must just be really busy with research and then work and then the show. Oh, well, I have the TV on everywhere I go, she said.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa, okay, so you just get your information from the TV, then obviously you're going to be misled. I figured I don't want the information fed to me. I want to go get my information.
Yeah.
I'll choose my sources, and I'll go find the information that I want. When you're spoon-fed it, then that's all you're going to get is the one side.
You know, Jim, there's one thing that you mentioned. You mentioned Huck Finn and stuff like this. Do you know that in the United States, a lot of schools and universities and everything has taken those books out now, these classics that have been around for a long time, simply because they say that they are racially motivated and everything? Now, this is part of the big plan, as I see.
Yes, in fact, this wonderful group in Texas, which monitors textbooks, a few years ago, forced a little bit of a repenting because on behalf of textbook writers, they pointed out that in the history textbooks assigned in 40 states had four paragraphs on George Washington and four pages on Martin Luther King.
Yeah, you're right.
We had cases where I think it was Wisconsin. I'm not sure, but I apologize, Wisconsin, if I remember incorrectly. It was out west where they found students in a classroom in the morning. There's the UN flag waving up higher than Old Glory, and they had pledged allegiance to the flag of the United States of the world.
Right.
United Nations of the world.
Mm-hmm.
President Gerald Ford saw that at what was supposed to be a cute page one's piece story in the Washington Post, and he grabbed a telephone and ordered somebody fired. Somebody from the Department of what was in Health, Education, Welfare ordered that school district to do this. The United Nations of the World.
Wow.
He said somebody's got to be fired. Whoever made that decision, you call me back and tell me who you fired, because I want to ensure somebody's fired for this.
Mm-hmm.
That was the moment I liked Ford most of all. There's most moments I did not.
Yeah, well, they're taking out the roots of America is what they're trying to do here, taking out our base values, our base belief systems and everything else, so that, and they create a lot of confusion by doing that. So each new generation that comes up, and as you know, you're old enough and I'm old enough to, that wars, you know, they skip a generation or two before they jump into another one. And that's because the American people forget so quick.
Yes, it doesn't take long to forget wars. For Americans to forget wars. On the other hand, those 30-some thousand American boys who died in Vietnam,
yes, sir,
and Lyndon Johnson's war is particularly sad because They were drafted. Now, I don't like the later wars any better, but at least they're all volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
There is no draft. Nixon ended the draft in 73, but in Lyndon Johnson's war, you're drafted. Same draft law is imposed in World War II, but Johnson made a policy change. He said nobody is to be drafted above the age of 27, and anybody in school can stay in school. Now, in World War II, you could finish out your semester, then you had to go to war. And Big George Bush, the original, refused to finish his course,
curriculum.
He resigned right away, because he was Yale, a first baseman, and became the youngest pilot at age 18 in the brand new Navy Air Force. Got shot down on the Sea of Japan and had to hang onto his boat in the water for 4 hours before he was rescued. His guy flying with him is still down at the bottom of the sea, sadly.
Mm-hmm.
But those were types we had. But in Lyndon Johnson's war, Dick Cheney has a couple of PhDs, but he never had to serve because he was still in school when he was 27 years old. So the body bags were full of, disproportionately full of Negroes who don't go to college. The farm boy, the boy who's going to technical school, the mechanic, the carpenter, 22-year-old body bags. They fill those body bags because Lyndon Johnson said there's a way to avoid serving altogether, and Dick Cheney exploited that, along with others.
Yeah, they say perpetual war. I'm sure you've read 1984. Do you see 1984 coming into light these days?
It's been so many years since I read it, but
it's just perpetual war, the police state, Big Brother watching you, tell on each other. I mean, everywhere we look, we see Big Brother and Big Sister, I guess we call her now. But I mean, it's ignorance. You know, they talk about slaveries and
they're not only talking about education. Yeah, they're telling you what you have to be educated in now, it seems.
Yep.
Well, and that's, that's where communism comes in. These charter schools, I think that's the start of communism. So you get your charter school and you go learn your job, and then that's it. It's your job.
Yeah, I agree there. Well, what do you see in the world right now today that the American people really have to watch out for with this Bilderberg Group and their plans?
Well, we must certainly watch out for their efforts to create the global government, because that would be the center. That would be a step toward 1984. Seriously, mm-hmm. We are winning. Maybe what we most have to worry about is apathy. Let's not get so confident because we're winning that we let up, because then we'll lose. We have to keep pressing. Never let up the pressure. Never stop telling your congressmen and bureaucrats about Bilderberg and trilateral.
Mm-hmm.
Never stop informing your friends. You can take American Free Press. Incidentally, anybody who calls American Free Press in Washington, 202-544-5977, and mentions this broadcast, will get a special discount. So,
okay, that's good.
What was that number again?
202-544-5977.
That sounds great. Is there any other information, that a website or something like that, or people want to get in contact with you?
Oh, bear with me a moment. Double check me on that number anyway, because I rarely call myself up. 544-5977. Just mentioned this broadcast and
Sovereign Mind.
Provide a discount.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so people out there, you just mentioned Sovereign Minds in this broadcast, and you get a discount. Now, you know, Jim, I've listened to you a few times in conferences and things like this, and I really like what you have to say, because you're really for the American people here. You're not for something that's going to
chew our country up and spit it out, so to speak. What do you see happening right now in the Middle East? Because a lot of people are really worried about that, and they know that the elite are involved in this type of situation with the gas prices going up, food prices going up already 30-40% in many areas. What do you see happening with the American people because of this?
I'll answer that one, then I'll have to tell you goodbye. I've got somebody on the way.
Okay.
But, yes, we're going to see, sadly, we're going to see tremendous inflation. Somehow that feeds Bilderbergs. And as economists tell us, on average, everything you buy, whether it's a necktie or a house or a department store, the cost, 40% of the cost can be attributed to the cost of transportation, from raw material to finished product to marketplace, 40% on average of everything you buy, and certainly that applies to food and to textiles and so forth. So, sadly, we're going to see inflation for the rest of this year on top of what is still a recession in spite of the bureaucracies. Mm-hmm. So I wish I could give you better news, but it's better to have the truth than nonsense.
That's right.
Helps you prepare. Wish it was good news, but sadly, look for heavy inflation all of this year and at least part of next year. And thank you for having me. I enjoyed talking to you.
Jim, thank you very much. That's Jim Tucker, ladies and gentlemen, and you got the number and everything to get in contact with him. Thank you very, very much, Mr. Tucker.
Yes, most welcome. It's my pleasure.
All right, thank you.
And there we go, ladies and gentlemen, Jim Tucker. And I tell you what, he had a lot of good information there. Yeah. Well, Nate, you got something to say?
I was saying we couldn't have had a better guest for the Bilderberg Group. I mean, he is it.
He's top.
Like I said, this is where Alex Jones and all these big coast-to-coast, all of them...
get their information from.
They get on the Bilderberg Group especially, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, we got Sonny just says, great show. Thanks, man.
Right on, Sonny. It sounds good. Well, we got a lot of people out there that like to listen and things. We had some technical difficulties at the beginning of the show, but we got them all worked out here. We'd like to once again touch base on our sponsors and everybody. And, you know, Advanced Soil Stabilization, we only got a few seconds, a minute here or so. Using Technisoil for dust control on roads, driveways, and parking lots. Also, as we said before, they install Crestone driveways. These are great driveways, I tell you. Call Todd Sykes for more information at 530-549-4801. That number again and name, Todd Sykes, 530-549-4801. Advanced Soil is green friendly and eliminates dust. And we also had two
requests.
Yeah,
if you would like to get in shape, learn how to defend yourself really well.
Definitely.
Break some arms, choke some people out, you know, whatever. Just some good good times, you know.
A little kick.
Call
in
up
butt.
Carlos. He's the black belt there. He's the owner. They have a bunch of coaches, though. They have stand-up classes. They have jiu-jitsu, Muay Thai. So call him up, 646-7346, and they'll get you a good deal, get you a package going, what's right for you.
And that sounds good, ladies and gentlemen. Team Quest, I'm all for it. Nate and I, everybody here in the studio watches the fights and everything, so this is something that can build confidence.
Saint-Pierre's coming up in
a week. As a matter of fact, Saint-Pierre, yeah. Okay, 5 seconds to go. Listen to next week's show, The Average Joe Show.
Call us in with what's on your guys' mind.
And this is William White Crow, Sovereign Mind, saying, opening one mind at a time.
Thank you for listening to KCNR 1460 AM, the home of Free Fire Media. This is KCNR Shasta, Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Karen Riegel. A Japanese government official says radiation levels at one of the nuclear plants in the earthquake that ravaged Japan has exceeded the legal limit, and no chances are being taken.
Officials are assessing the damage at yet another nuclear reactor. Seawater had to be pumped into the reactor to try to cool it down, to try to avoid a full-scale meltdown, but still, the evacuation of an area around that nuclear reactor complex continues, and screening for possible radiation poisoning also continues as well.
Fox's Greg Palcott reporting from outside Tokyo. Thousands are known dead and many more are still missing. State police in Virginia say a gunman fatally shot two sheriff's deputies and wounded two more before being shot to death himself. The confrontation began after the owner of a salvage yard in the town of Grundy reported a fight with a man he suspected was trying to rob him.